Coming up shortly, we're going to catch up with Garth Porter, the keyboardist for Sherbet. When I mentioned earlier that he would be coming on the show because Sherbet are reforming, I got a great text from Wade in Geraldton who says, "Hi Liz, if Sherbet can make a comeback, I'd say ABBA could too." Let's hear one of their early hits, Summer Love. Sherbet, Summer Love. Hopefully that brought back some good memories for you guys listening out there. Well, for the better part of the 70s, Sherbet were the kings of pop in Australia, and they're still actually one of the best-selling and most successful bands in Australian music history. They had an amazing run of 16 consecutive top 40 singles between 1971 and 1977. They also hold the unique honour of being our first band to score an overseas hit with a song written, recorded and produced entirely in Australia. And you guessed it, it's their famous one, How's That? The man who co-wrote that song and who also co-wrote Summer Love and a swag of other hits for Sherbet during that time was keyboard player and occasional vocalist Garth Porter. Welcome, Garth.
Hiya, Liz. How are you?
I'm well. How are you going?
Oh, good deal. It's a while since I've heard the recording of Summer Love. And it... well, I don't know about your listeners, but it certainly brought back a lot of memories for me about how life was back then. I think that was about 1975, I think.
Give us a feeling for what life was like for you back then. You were the biggest thing in Australian music.
Actually, when I listened to the the record, I remember the sessions that we did. And it was a bit exciting for us because the engineer producer who worked with us on that recording was a young lad by the name of Richard Lush, whose pedigree was Abbey Road, including being a tape operator during Beatles sessions. So we were pretty overawed with somebody with that kind of track record, and it was just brilliant working with him. He was just sensational to work with.
Well,
the other thing I remember too is that saxophone playing. I'd had a saxophone for about 3 weeks and taught myself enough to play on the record, and I got such a hard time from Richard and the band about it. It's like, how can you play saxophone on a record? You've only had it for 3 weeks. Give me a go. But young and fearless in those days.
Oh, well, you sounded good. 36 years later, I think my maths is okay, you're ready to get back together again. Why?
Well, I guess it's a part of life once you get to this kind of age zone. Our guitarist, Harvey James, is stricken with inoperable lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard last night, actually, that they'd taken him off to hospital and they're not too hopeful for him. But we're getting together to do a benefit to raise money to pay his medical bills and what Harvey calls his exit fees. And that's on the 17th of February at the Factory Theatre.
Do you think Harvey will get there?
I don't know.
All right, well...
It's not looking good at the moment, but we intend to... We're going to proceed with the benefit regardless. But, look, hopefully he'll be there. Hopefully, you know, he'll... something terrific will happen and he'll recover enough to come and at least be there and hopefully play with us.
Mm. His sons will also be playing, won't they?
Yeah, they will.
What's the name of their band?
I don't know. I don't know that they have an ongoing band as such. Harvey's never mentioned the name of the band, but...
they might be getting ready to unleash it on the night.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, musicians' sons quite often take up instruments. My son was a drummer in a local band for many years before he left for overseas and different career options. But, yeah, it's kind of... You know, the new wave of young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of them think that Cherbis was a bit too poppy for what they prefer these days. They kind of like it pretty hard rock.
Oh, those young folk.
Yeah.
Don't know good pop music when it slaps them in the face.
Yeah, well, the whole music scene has had a huge change since it was in the 70s. You know, 70s was probably driven by ABBA as much as anything, and it was kind of... The popular music of the day was very much a family event, like Countdown Show used to be. But now it's sort of splintered and marginalised quite a bit. It's different types of music for different kind of age groups and personalities, I guess.
Garth, do you enjoy performing?
We did a benefit for Harvey about 2 months ago in Melbourne, and I got to play keyboards with a band that I just always loved, a band called Spectrum, and the song was I'll Be Gone. People remember that, I'm sure. Someday I'll have money isn't easy. Anyway, I saw Mike Rudd, who was the sort of the singer guitar player, sort of nominal head of the group, in the dressing rooms before Ariel played, and I said, Mike, is there any chance, I've learnt all the piano parts for I'll Be Gone. Would I be able to get up and have a play with you? He was a little reluctant at first, but he did, and it was just the best thing. To actually get up on stage and play and not have to be a Sherbet was exhilarating.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent point. Garth, after Sherbet broke up, you moved into writing and producing country music, and most notably with Lee Kernaghan, as well as Gina Jeffries and Sarah Storer. How do you make the transition from pop to country, or why?
I guess, Liz, it's like those things that just happen. But I was born and raised on a farm, albeit it was a farm in New Zealand.
Yes, and you're fortunate to get on this show, but that's okay. I know you cheer for the silver ferns.
Oh, the nemesis. Well, you're each other's nemesis, aren't you?
Oh, we are. We have.
I mean, it's like it goes both ways, I'm sure. I'm sure that it's the Diamonds, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The Diamonds are the New Zealand's nemesis and vice versa. So, look, it's all... Sport's great, isn't it? I love sport.
I know. That was amazing. I didn't realise you were so much into it, but I digress. I did ask you about how do you move from pop into country.
look, I was brought up on a farm, and I think, you know, Footrot Flats, you know, if you've ever read that,
yep.
could so easily be in Australia. And the culture is, even though the climate is dramatically different, I think there is a culture similarity there.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a personality, you know. Farmers are a pretty resilient lot anywhere in the world, I suspect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just happened very comfortably, very naturally. I didn't, never planned it.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened. So, and it sort of, I got my foot in the door, and probably just as well, because I don't know what else I would have done for the last 20 years.
Well, you're very good at it. It was just interesting thinking about you being a great songwriter, and what you were good at was having a real knack for what people like. And you're the same with your writing still. I think you co-wrote, or you wrote Boys in the Bush, is that right? The Lee Kernaghan hit?
Yeah, most of the artists that I produce, we do a lot of preparation before we even sort of step foot into the studio and work up the songs and make sure we've got what we believe is a good, high-quality bunch of songs that we think will sort of translate into other people's lives, and they'll listen to them and like them and get something from them.
Mm. Are you heading to Tamworth this year, or are you already there?
No, I'm not there. I'm at my studio at the moment.
Oh, nice. We have been awarded 8 times Country Music Producer of the Year. What's your favourite thing to do? Perform, sing, write, produce? What do you love doing the best?
Oh, look, I think all of the above. Music is such a deep field. I mean, it, as you said, it's perform the different elements of it. There's the recording element of it, there's the writing element of it, the performance element of it, the arranging part of it. And I find the technical and the creative and all aspects of it, I mean, it just keeps me excited about music, you know, every day.
Do you feel fortunate with your career?
Yeah. I work very, very hard at it. I've just got back from 3 solid days songwriting, where we would start about 10 in the morning, finish at 3 the following morning, then up at about 9 and back into it straight away, all day without a break. We did 4 days like that, so I'm feeling a little bit fried at the moment. It really takes it out of you, but we gave it a pretty hard shake.
I bet you did. Well, look, good luck with the gig on the 17th of February. It's to raise funds for Sherbet guitarist Harvey James. And please, look, pass on our best wishes. Lung cancer is an insidious disease, and we hope he's able to make it.
You're very kind, and thank you very much. It's lovely talking to you. You feel like you get to know people when you see them, you know, in sport teams and now on the airwaves. I'm not just saying this. ABC is the only radio station I ever listen to.
Oh, thanks so much, Garth. Actually, it's funny. People often say that to me. I hope they don't think that I'm like off the court what I was like on the court. I wasn't particularly nice, so.
But it's a different world outside of the game. I totally understand that. You've got to have a certain attitude towards playing sport if you want to win it.
Absolutely. Well, Garth, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you today. Thank you.
I'm back at you.
There is Garth Porter, and you can check out that benefit concert for Sherbet guitarist Harvey James. You can get out your bell bottoms, and I don't know, what did you used to wear back in the mid-70s? It's at the Factory Theatre in Sydney on the 17th of February, and if you can get along, please do so. It would be great to see lots of people there to raise some money for Harvey James.